All right. You know what? I want to use my sports tease, if I can, Chase, to talk about this and put this thing to rest, this bus incident in Lubbock. Because normally, you know, I just do it as a sports story.
Uh-huh.
But the Associated Press put out a story on this that has one inaccuracy, as far as I know. So it just got kind of called, and I sort of like your take on it now. Everybody knows, I guess, by now about, you know, Saturday, someone went to the tech buses in Lubbock. And
A&M buses.
The A&M buses, excuse me, in Lubbock. And they evidently used shoe polish and wrote some vulgarities on the window of either one bus or all three buses. That's not clear. And in one of the buses that was not locked, they went in and put something that stunk in the bus. And at first it was reported to be poo or excrement is what the word they use, which I hate that word.
Mm.
I like poo better.
It really is an awful word.
Yeah, it really is an awful word. And so the tech people say, no, it wasn't. It was fish bait. But anyway, the deal is the AP story says that Bill Burns' tweet said that this stuff was from one end to the other. Well, I got his tweet, and his tweet didn't say that. His tweet said, and it's very short, said, this is what his tweet said on Saturday. Someone vandalized our buses in Lubbock. Excrement inside and outside of buses, plus spray-painted vulgarities on outside, period. Classy, period. Mm-hmm. So that was what his tweet was. Texas Tech comes out with a statement yesterday saying it was only one bus. It was all cleaned out before any A&M official ever even saw it by the bus driver and by the hotel staff. And then they put out a statement saying, and this is the slam at Burns, saying, it is no less wrong to condemn the entirety of our university students and supporters by posting inaccurate information on the internet for the purpose of sensationalizing the actions of one or a very few. We are disturbed by the careless use of social media to share these inaccuracies. That's the statement that Tech put out, their official statement. So, you know, whether it was fish bait or whether it was the other, and in Burns' tweet, and I'm not here defending Bill Byrne. I'm just trying to get out what the facts are.
Sure.
In Byrne's tweet, he said his first word of his tweet is someone.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't say Tech fans, Tech supporters, Tech students. Doesn't say that. He says someone. That's what his tweet says. I'm reading it. I got it. Says someone. So, you know, take from that what you will. He was just posting something. Now, with his use of the word classy, yeah, sure. That was an attempt at, saying whoever did this someone. It was obviously, an attempt to, give his opinion of it. So anyway, so that's the story. That's it. End of story. So anyway, but the AP story was a little inaccurate as far as I know. So there you go.
Well, the thing is, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, whatever it was, whether it was paint, whether it was shoe polish, whether it was poo or whether it was stink bait, it didn't just magically appear there.
No.
Let's go back to the principle of when you were caught dead to rights as a kid.
Right.
You know, you wrote something on the wall, or you did something and your parents knew it was you or it was your child that did it, but you still asked them, well, how did that get there?
Right.
I don't know.
Well, it didn't just magically appear.
Uh-huh.
So there's the first thing. And second of all, can't we just hope that a team could go to another location and not have anything done to their mode of transportation? I mean, it's right up there with slashing their tires, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, yeah. I mean, and what does it matter whether it was spray paint or shoe polish?
Yes.
I mean, and what does it matter whether it was, the poo or stink bait or whatever it was. I mean, it was still vandalism, and it was done by someone.
Right.
Nobody knows who did it. No one knows who did it. I mean, it could have been anyone. It could have been, it could have been high school kids coming up from Tahoka, just for an example. You know, who knows what
now,
it was.
Tom, what did Tahoka ever do to you?
Oh, okay, Post.
You
Tahoka.
I was going to say
name a town.
You could have said Slayton. You could have said Post.
I threw out a town.
Crosbyton. I mean, there's any number of locales around Lubbock. Obviously, you have some unresolved issue with the Tahokanites of the world.
If there's a Tahoka grad out there, I was just throwing out a name.
You could have said Wolforth. I mean, we could go on.
So anyway, end of story. Too much.
You know what?
You know what?
The likelihood of Texas A&M going to Lubbock in a money sport.
Yeah.
After basketball season, the likelihood of Texas A&M going to Lubbock in a money sport ever again, or certainly, I would say probably in the next 10 years.
Right.
Is slim.
I think so.
It's slim.
And, you know, and for the seventh or my sixth straight trip out there, you know, the things, if you want things that bother you, okay, here's the things that bother you. For the sixth straight trip out there, the Texas Aggie band goes out to Lubbock. I don't understand why they kept going out there, you know, game after game after game. But for the sixth and hopefully final time, they do their routine and they're resoundingly booed by the majority of the Texas Tech student body. Now, I witnessed that, and I witnessed that every year. Every other school loves the Fighting Texas Aggie band to come. They want the band to come. When they don't come, they're disappointed. They're upset. They were looking forward to the band to come. I'll bet you that's the way it'll be in the SEC on those trips that the band is able to go. But for some reason, out in Lubbock, if you want something to really get in your craw, it's when the Fighting Texas band comes out and there are resounding boos from the majority of the student body while they're doing their routine. Now that if you want something sarcastically called classy, that would be sarcastically called classy, because it's not. There's me.
Once again, happiness is Lubbock, Texas in the rearview mirror.
And I got to see that Saturday night, and I started singing it.
So there you are.
Yeah. And it upsets me, especially because that's where I went to school.
I was going to say, I realize it's...
We weren't like that in the late 60s and early 70s. We weren't like that out there.
It's doubly so for you, and that is. That's trouble.
It was a shame.
So wash your ears out with this.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, and hopefully you're not running behind on your way to work this morning at 7:45. Because you need to go ahead and stop at the nearest shoppatorium, groceratorium, convenience-atorium, wherever you would like to stop, and get the biggest block of chocolate that you possibly can. Because certainly if you're a woman, you should do this, because mm-hmm. there's new research out. It's a new study done in Sweden.
Sweden.
A sweet tooth isn't necessarily bad for your health, at least not when it comes to chocolate. Researchers studying more than 33,000 Swedish women found that the more chocolate women said they ate, the lower their risk of stroke. The results add to a growing body of evidence, growing body otherwise, linking cocoa consumption to, hey man, it is what it is. Linking cocoa consumption to heart health, although we aren't free to gorge on chocolate, otherwise just your body will be growing. So, and it doesn't say if it was milk chocolate or dark chocolate either. You know, the thing is, you know, everybody sings the praises of dark chocolate. I, for one, think dark chocolate is repulsive.
It's tasty.
Really? You're not a dark chocolate guy?
No.
Some dark chocolates I really, really like.
Maybe I just haven't broadened my horizons enough, but
expensive kind, the better. You really kind of get what you pay for there.
Well, mm-hmm. it's no wonder then.
Yeah,
so.
Right. Oh, you buy the cheap dark chocolate, do you?
Well, I don't buy dark chocolate.
You take it if it's offered or something.
I did it once
and have never done it again.
Exactly. mm-hmm. You know, you reach into grandma's candy bowl and you're like, oh, it's candy. Candy's candy. I'll take some candy. I like candy. Candy's candy. And it's awful.
So in your whole life, you've had one bite of dark chocolate?
To my knowledge, yes.
One bite of watermelon, evidently.
No, I've had more than one bite of watermelon.
Oh, you have? Yeah. Okay. One bite of cottage cheese.
Had more than one bite of cottage cheese. It's a textural...
So you gave it another chance.
It's a textural thing with cottage cheese.
I see.
Because, you know, let's face it, cottage cheese in and of itself doesn't have much flavor.
No, you got to put something on it.
But it's a textural thing.
I put a dab of mayo in my cottage cheese.
It's just... I feel like... I feel like something happened, you know.
It wasn't supposed to happen. Yeah, it was yogurt gone wrong, right?
You know, of course, we all see this with our kids. I see this at home on a regular basis with a 2-year-old. You know, you give him something he doesn't like, he just, leaves his tongue sticking out.
Yeah, that's right, until it drops out.
Until it drops out or it goes flying across the room, one of the two.
And you're scrambling for something other than your bare hand to catch it.
Yeah, because
right?
You really don't want that chewed up broccoli or whatever it was. Hello?
Good morning. Cottage cheese with ketchup. Now, that's the best.
I might try that.
I even like cottage cheese, but mayonnaise and ketchup, no.
Mayonnaise and ketchup.
I've always put a little dab of mayo in my cottage
I've heard
cheese.
Of fruit, but I'd never heard of mayonnaise, and I can't believe I was going to let that slide.
It's something my mother taught me.
Ketchup and mayonnaise with cottage cheese.
I've never tried ketchup, but I might.
Hello?
Hey, was it the large curd or small curd?
I don't know. All I know it was bad curd.
Curdled as blood too.
Yeah, well, first of all, I'm offended by the word curd. You know, yeah. that's not a good word either.
No way. You know? No way.
What? First excrement and now curd?
Right. Well, yeah.
We got you. Suddenly, the phones are lighting up over cottage cheese. Hello.
Hey, yeah, I got a comment about the excrement and Lubbock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, which one?
Well, man, I tell you, it's tough for a Red Raider living in College Station, but I do my best.
Well, okay. So,
yeah. Oh, there's a bunch of us down here.
Well, I married an Aggie, so I guess that makes me okay.
You improved.
Hey, where's the pictures or the police report or anything like that?
There was not a police report.
Apparently they cleaned it up before, you know, if they cleaned it up before everybody got out there, then...
As far as I know, the Lubbock police was not involved in this. The Texas Tech police were. And the statement that was put out at the game by the A&M Sports Information Office said that there was not a police report. So,
well, my freshman year at Tech, which was 1995, someone got a can of gasoline and diesel and poured ATM in the center of campus and painted the butt of the Will Rogers Memorial Statue maroon. You know, we don't talk about that, and we don't talk about how A&M went and branded Bevo 13-0 back in the day, but I guess that was okay then.
Well, that's how Bevo got his name. You know, we gave Bevo his name.
There's bad apples in every bunch.
Well, I tell you, I'm going to miss the game. I'm really going to miss the game. I think it's a great rivalry. We think it's a rivalry. I think it's a great game, and I'm ready for Tech to go somewhere new.
All right, man. Appreciate
the talk.
You bet. Appreciate the call. One more. Hello.
Hey, speaking of Grandma and Chocolate a while ago, I have a friend who was at his grandmother's house, and there's a bowl of peanuts sitting there on the coffee table, so he started eating them and realized they were unsalted, and then he found out that Grandma had sucked the chocolate off of them and put them in a bowl.
Yeah. Thank you. Make a note of it. That was one less phone call I should have taken. This is...